Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for calling the Deborah Prevere Helpline. My name is John. This is a recorded call. Am I speaking to Lamisha?
Yes, this is Lamisha Wilson.
Hi, Lamisha. How are you today?
I'm good.
Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Deborah Prevere lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And then were you or someone you know prescribed Deborah Prevere?
I was.
Okay. You personally. Okay. And then were you ever formally diagnosed with a health health condition after receiving Deborah Prevere injections?
Yes, after I received it.
Okay. And can you share with me what the health complication you had or what health issue?
I was diagnosed with meningioma.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. And where was this meningioma located in your body?
In my brain.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear this. So, Lamisha, I'm a case intake specialist, and I'll help you get connected with a law firm. Before I do so, I do need to ask, did you already get an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
No, I haven't contacted an attorney yet.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this matter, or sign documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm it's true you have not?
Yes, I have not.
Okay. And you would be filing this claim for yourself because you are the injured party?
Yes.
Okay. And you're a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Lamisha, when was the diagnosis made that you had a meningioma of the brain?
I was diagnosed May 12, 2015.
May 12, 2015. Okay. And then can you share with me your date of birth, please?
6/26/79.
Okay. And again, I'm so sorry to hear about your diagnosis, this unfortunate set of circumstances. But I'm hoping to help you get connected with a law firm so you can get justice in the form of compensation. Okay.
Okay.
Do you know anyone else who was injured by Deborah Prevere?
Not personally, no.
Okay, that's all right. And then did you receive Deborah Prevere by in the pill form or was it the shot?
I was getting a shot every 3 months.
Okay, all right. And then do you know if you received the brand name Deborah Prevere?
It was the Pfizer brand.
It was. Okay, that's definitely the brand name. And do you know if it was the sub-Q or regular Deborah Prevere?
I think it was that part I don't remember.
That's all right.
I do still have a few. I'm healed, but I still have a few memory. Like sometimes I'm good, but sometimes I like have.
I get
like,
it. Sometimes you have complications.
Problems.
I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, so going back to Deborah Prevere usage, can you confirm you've had at least 4 injections within a year before you were diagnosed with a meningioma?
Yes, I was on it for years, like 4 or 5 years.
Okay, and that's my next question. The law firm does ask for the dates that you're on Depo. So can you provide me the approximate date you started receiving Depo injections?
Like around March. Like middle of March, like March 18th, 2010.
Okay.
And then I stopped around April 21st, 2014.
Okay. So I have for a start date of March 18th, 2010, and then an end date of roughly April 21st, 2014. That's about 4 years. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah, about four or five years, yeah.
That's right. And then this question you already answered, which is, did you use Deborah Prevere after January 1992? And the answer is yes, you did.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you were diagnosed with a meningioma of the brain. Okay. And then now I'm going to ask questions about yourself. This will help us put together the legal agreement to how the law firm represents you. Can you please confirm your gender?
I'm a female.
All right. And then your marital status?
No, never married.
Okay. Single. All right. And then the legal spelling of your first name, is it Lamisha?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a middle initial?
D for Denise.
Thank you. And the last name, is it Wilson? W-I-L-S-O-N?
Yes.
Okay. I take it you probably don't have a suffix to your name, like a junior, senior, first, second, or third. Is that true?
That's true.
Okay. And then the law firm does need your social, and that's to request medical records to confirm your diagnosis and any treatment and calculate what you should be compensated. Can I get your social, please?
Okay. It's 462-472922.
Okay. Let me repeat that to make sure I have it correct. 462-472922.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And Lamisha, the law firm will, any forms that you sign, the agreements and the requests for medical records, copies will be sent to your email address. Interestingly, your first name is spelled L-A-M-I-S-H-A, correct?
Right, and my email has an E.
Yes, thank you. It's Lamisha with an E, and then it's a dot, and then Wilson, at gmail.com.
Yes, that's okay. Correct.
Okay, got it. Okay, thank you. And then the phone number I'm speaking to you on, is this your cell phone number that belongs to you, 469-977-5787?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you, Lamisha. And then what is your address, please?
450 East Hearst Boulevard, apartment 141 in Hearst, Texas, 76053.
Okay, one second here. I apologize. Give me one second. Did you say it's 450 East First Boulevard?
No, Hearst. H-U-R-S-T.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Hearst Boulevard. I found it. That's in Hearst, Texas. 76053.
Yes.
And did you say there was an apartment number?
Yes, apartment number 141.
141. Okay. Let me confirm that I have it correct. I have 450 East Hearst Boulevard, apartment 141. That's in Hearst, Texas, 76053.
Yes.
Okay, great. Thanks, Lamisha. All right, now I'm going to go back to asking questions about your meningioma, and these are medical-related questions. When you were first, when you were receiving the injections, who gave you those injections? Was it the doctor? Was it one of the staff members at the medical facility, or did you inject yourself?
So my doctor gave me the shots in my butt, and he gave them to me every 3 months.
Every 3 months? Okay. What was the, and by the way, was the doctor that gave you these injections the same doctor that prescribed Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the name of that doctor?
That's Dr. Irwin.
Okay. Is that with an E or I-R?
E-R-W-I-N. His first name is Jamelin.
Uh-huh. Okay, and where's that? Where's he out of? What city?
Texas Health, Fort Worth.
Okay. Okay, I'm looking it up. Bear with me here. It looks like it's Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, Lynn Walker Irwin, OBGYN.
Yeah.
Okay. Is Dr. Irwin at 1258th Avenue in Fort Worth, Texas?
Yes.
Okay.
I went to Pennsylvania. Well, I was in the hospital. So yeah, he's right there by the hospital. Okay. That's by the hospital.
There is a Texas Health, Health Harris Methodist Hospital in Fort Worth. Is that the where you got the injections?
No, I got the injections from my OBGYN.
Dr. Jamie Irwin.
Yeah.
Okay, and that was at her office at 1258th Avenue, Fort Worth, Texas. That's where you got the injections?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, bear with me. I'm sorry. Let me confirm that. Dr. Jamie Lynn Walker Irwin. And the address. Let me put this, and this doctor prescribed Depo-Provera, and the address.
I don't remember her exact address.
What's that?
I'm going to Google it, but I don't remember. I guess you Googling it?
Yeah, I Googled it, correct, yeah.
Okay.
But there is the Texas Health Hospital, and that's not where you got the injections, right? It wasn't at the hospital.
No, I got the injections, and then I had to go to the hospital 4 years later.
Yeah. Okay. And then the phone number I got all from the internet.
Okay.
And then you didn't have to get the medicine from a CVS or anything. It was prescribed. It was available at the doctor's office.
Yeah. Well, I was getting them at Walgreens too. After a while.
Oh, you were okay. And what was the name of the where was this Walgreens located?
On Bedford Euless Road.
Okay, bear with me here. I'm gonna look that up. Okay.
Okay.
Walgreens on what road?
I know my Walgreens is 780 West Bedford Euless Road. It's in Hearst, Texas. It's a Walgreens.
780 West Bedford Euless Road?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, thank you. I found it. Oh. Okay, Walgreens.
So that's where the Euless Road.
Okay. One moment, please. So this could be helpful if the law firm needs to get confirmation, the proof that you received depot injections, they could also contact Walgreens and get the prescription information.
Walgreens,
Thank you. All right. Okay. So, all right. Now the next question is, how many times were you injected with Depo-Provera? Let's see here. So if you were injected once every 3 months, that's four times in a year. And then you receive 4 years of injections. We're talking maybe 16 injections. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Now I'm going to ask questions about your brain tumor, the meningioma of the brain. What was the name of the doctor that diagnosed your meningioma?
Okay, that doctor was Dr. What's his name? Dr. Ellis.
Is that E-L-L-I-S?
Yes.
And where was Dr. Ellis located? What was this in a hospital?
This was with the hospital.
Okay. And which hospital? Was that the Texas Health?
Texas Health. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's a neurosurgeon. His name is Thomas Ellis. He saved my life.
Yes. Okay. I see Dr. Thomas S. Ellis.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry to hear this. I'm glad he helped you.
Yeah, he saved my life.
Yeah. Bet you're very grateful for him. Okay, Dr. Thomas Ellis. He's in neurosurgery. Okay, and then how did they detect the meningioma? Was it an MRI scan, a CT scan?
I had to go through a CT scan, and then I went through, the way they detected it was through the CT scan and the blood test.
Okay. They didn't do an MRI? It was a CT scan?
It was a CT scan, and then they did the biopsy.
Okay, got it. Okay. All right, thank you. And then let me find 1 second here, okay? Dr. Thomas Ellis. And where you received this diagnosis was at Texas Health?
Yes.
Under the care of Dr. Thomas Ellis?
Yes.
Okay. And then Texas Health, I have an address of 1301 Pennsylvania Avenue, Fort Worth, Texas. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. It's Texas Health Harris Methodist Hospital. Very long name. Bear with me here. Was this doctor also responsible for your treatment, too?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Bear with me here. Okay. Texas Health, 1301 Pennsylvania Avenue. So what I'm doing, I'm just copying and pasting this address that I got from the internet.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for being so patient through these questions. I know these are unfortunate circumstances that brought us together in the first place, but it's worth it because we're going to get you justice in the form of compensation. We'll get you connected with a law firm that'll take your case. If they agree to take their case, they would do so on a contingency basis, meaning you don't pay anything up front. The law firm's only paid if they're successful in recovering compensation for damages. All right. Okay. Now, when you were diagnosed with a meningioma of the brain, did you get diagnosed with a cancer before?
No.
Before? Okay. You didn't have a cancer diagnosis. All right. Thank you. And then you did receive. Did you receive treatment for your meningioma? Once they figured out you had a meningioma, did they treat it?
I received radiation therapy, like 4 rounds of radiation therapy in 2 months.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, yeah. And was that, where was that radiation therapy at?
That was at the hospital.
It was at the hospital, Texas, Texas Health, Harris Methodist? Okay.
Yes.
And were they able to successfully remove the tumor through radiation?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm cancer free.
Good for you. Excellent. Okay, great. All right. Now, is there any history of meningiomas in your family?
No.
Okay. Were you ever hospitalized for your meningioma?
Yes, I was in the hospital.
Okay.
For
about a month. Okay. And then what dates would you say you're in the hospital?
Well, I went in the hospital in May, like May 13th, 2015. Then I got out like June 21st, 2015.
Okay. So you were in the hospital between May 13th and June 1st of 2015?
No, June 21st.
Oh, June 21st, okay. Oh, you were in there for almost a month then.
Yeah, a little over a month.
Okay. And when they hospitalized you, how did they treat you at that time?
They took my skull off. This sounds really weird. And they removed it, put it back. And then I stayed under observation and everything for like a year, and then I was good.
What came first? Was the surgery first before radiation? Or they're the same time?
The surgery comes first.
Okay.
And then they place it back, and then they put you under high radiation beam, like on your brain, to kill the cancer cells.
Okay.
And then you do that like 4 times in like 2 months. And then after that, they observe you like really closely, really right then. And then you stay under observation for like a year.
Okay. Let me see if I can summarize this correctly, what I understood, Lamisha. When you were diagnosed with a meningioma, it was almost immediately followed. Like the next day, you're in the hospital for surgery to remove the tumor, but then it was followed by radiation therapy to remove the rest of the cells, cancerous cells. Does that sound right? Did I get that correct?
Yeah. I went to the doctor to take the test on the 8th, and then on the 12th is when they diagnosed me in May of 2015. And then all the testing and everything, I got diagnosed, the first stage.
Yeah, okay. And then you got the diagnosis on May 12th, and then the next day, May 13th, you're in for surgery?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. All right. Okay. Now, is there any medical records at the hospital or with the doctor's office or in your possession that can confirm this diagnosis and treatment?
Yeah, you can get them from the doctor and the hospital and everything. Y'all sign releases.
Okay, good. The law firm will do that for us. Okay. Do you have access to your MyChart login?
No, not right now.
Okay. Can you get it later? Would you be able to do it for the law firm later?
Yeah, I can go in and get them to help me do it later.
Okay, good. Okay. Well, we're getting close to wrapping up. I do have a law firm that's interested in taking on your case. They do need an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This is if they can't reach you for an extended period of time. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
And my son lives with me. He helps take care of me.
Oh, good. I'm glad you have your son nearby. And what is his name?
His name is Desmond.
Is that D-E-S-M-O-N? Or is there a D at the end?
There's a D at the end.
Okay. D-E-S-M-O-N-D?
Yes.
Okay. And his last name, same as yours, Wilson?
Wilson. Mm.
Okay. And then his phone number?
Okay. His phone number, I don't know, 682 404. Let me see. Can't remember. Okay, let me see. Hold on.
It's okay. Take care.
389. I'm not sure. I got to look at the call log. It's 5369.
Okay. Let me repeat that from the beginning, the phone number, okay? 682-404-5369.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, let me see. Would you know your son's email address by any chance?
No.
It's okay. But he does. It's okay. He lives with you?
Yeah, he lives here with me.
Okay, good, good. Okay. The email for him is not required, so we can live without it. Bear with me here.
Well, okay. I can get it from him when he gets off work.
That's fine. If the law firm asks for it, they'll ask for it again. But for the time being, this should be fine. Okay. We're almost done with our interview. As I mentioned to you, you appear to be a good candidate for this lawsuit. The law firm has a final word. They're going to do a case verification like today or tomorrow at the latest. And they'll likely call you from a 909 number. So be on the lookout for a phone call from 909 today or tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
In the meantime, I'm going to be sending you a text message, and that'll have a link to the legal forms to sign. That'll be the legal agreement between you and the firm, and then a request for medical records.
Okay.
Bear with me here, though. I'm preparing the paperwork, but before I do that, I want to make sure that I've got everything correct, okay? They do need a clear, legible signature on the agreement. So when you sign electronically, make sure that your name, first and last name, is spelled, is clearly legible, okay?
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, let me just recap. Unfortunately, you were diagnosed with a meningioma of the brain May 12, 2015. Your date of birth is June 26, 1979. You did receive depo injections roughly 4 years between 2010 and 2014. You were able to confirm it was the brand name injection, and you had at least 4 injections within a year before your diagnosis. We confirmed the spelling of your first name and your last name and your middle initial. We've confirmed your social, your email, and your phone number. We've confirmed your address at apartment 141 in Hearst, Texas. Dr. Jamie Lynn Walker Irwin was the doctor that prescribed depo and also injected you with depo. Right? Jamie is a woman. She's an OBGYN.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And the name of the doctor that diagnosed and treated your meningioma would have been Dr. Thomas S. Ellis. He's the wonderful person that saved your life. He's the neurosurgeon, and this is at Texas Health Harris Methodist Hospital in Fort Worth, Texas. That's treatment included surgery and radiation therapy. That included hospitalization between May 13th and June 21st, and you were hospitalized to have that surgery and followed by radiation. Yeah, everything looks good. You're going to get a text message in just a few seconds, so be on the lookout for it, okay?
Okay.
This text message will have a link to DocuSign, so you'll be able to sign the legal agreement and the request for medical records. Once we finish signing, you and I will be done, but don't forget there's that one final step. That's the case verification call, a very quick call with a firm. That'll be today or tomorrow. They just want to confirm that you did receive depo injections, you did develop a meningioma of the brain, and they want to make sure that it's okay to request medical records. Are we clear? Okay, so By now you should receive that text message.
Yeah, I just got the text message just now.
Okay, perfect.
You got an email too.
You'll want to click on the link, and you'll need to agree to SMS messages, and then you'll have to agree to electronic records and signatures. And then you can follow the yellow navigation buttons.
Okay. I'm doing it now.
Perfect.
It's just taking a long time. Okay.
When you hit finish, let me know. That'll be my cue to do something on my end, okay?
Okay. I bet, I mean, I can't see it in writing when I sign.
What's that?
I'm signing my name, but I can't see it when I'm signing it on the screen.
You can't?
Okay, let's see if I click that. Okay, now it lets me do it. All right.
Perfect.
Just click finish.
Oh, you did. Okay, perfect. Okay. Let me see here. Okay, I see that you finished. So let me take a look at the signature and make sure it looks okay.
Why does it say view plans?
What's that?
I got a DocuSign that says, when it comes to signing important documents, 8 out of 10 signers prefer a trusted platform. Start sending and signing today. Upgrade to Unlike. Oh, it's just an advertisement. But it says the group has been signed successfully.
Yes, it has been. So I think I'm not sure about the signature. I think it will be acceptable. Because I can see L-A-M-I-S-H-A and then a W-I-L. I think that's going to be fine. If we have a quality assurance department that will take a look at the signature. If they don't feel it's not sufficient, they may ask me to have you re-sign. So, but I think we should be okay.
Cool. We go ahead and re-sign now and see if I can do better.
Well, you know, let me see here. Let me actually just...
Wait. It's fine.
What's that? Yeah. I think this... bear with me here.
I'm just scared that something's going to happen while I'm at work, and then I won't be able to take care of it.
Yeah. I gotcha. One moment, please. I'm just waiting for feedback about this. One second.
Okay, no problem.
Bear with me, Lamisha. Well, I just sent you a text message from my office here in Irvine, California. It should come from a 949 area code.
Okay, I got it.
You got it. Okay, perfect. That text is going to confirm that I signed you up to participate in this lawsuit. It also gives you the name of the firm that you're going to be getting a call from, Ben Martin Law Group. Their phone number is I have two numbers. I have a 214 number. And then I have, 214. I'm also going to give you a second number.
Okay.
So the law firm, I'll text it to you. The law firm is going to call you from a 214 area code, okay?
Okay. I got this text. It doesn't really say much. It says, this is John Meyer.
Yes,
the
that's
case
me.
Specialist who signed you up to receive a possible settlement from Depot Provera. This is my direct number, so please save me to your contact. Okay, that's your 949 number.
Yes, that's it, correct. So you have my phone number to get in touch with me. I believe we're all finished. Hopefully they'll accept the signature. I think they will. I think I'm confident they will. If I call you to have you re-sign, it won't be a surprise. Hopefully it's not. But Lamisha, be on the lookout for a phone call from that 214 area code. That is going to be the law firm to do the case verification call. All right?
Okay.
Well, I thank you for letting me help you get signed up. I'm sorry this happened to you, but I know you're about to get representation from an excellent firm.
Okay. I hope so.
Okay. Lamisha, if you have no other questions, I'd like to wish you a good rest of the day. Be on the lookout for a call from the firm, area code 214, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You take care, and bye for now.